Hello, and welcome to the first InTech News podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Friedman. In this episode, we'll announce news headlines, recent and upcoming events organized by Intactivists, and events with an Intactivist presence. This podcast is available at intechnews.org. Now for the news. On April 4th, the Mayo Clinic Proceedings Journal published an online article entitled "Circumcision Rates in the United States, Rising or Falling? What effect might the affirmative pediatric policy statement have?" This article made international headlines. The authors of the article argue that circumcision is so beneficial that it should be treated like a vaccine. They also argue that half of all intact males will develop health problems due to their foreskin, including death. For more coverage on the circumcision rates article, visit our website for an exclusive interview with Professor Kevin Pringle, a pediatric surgeon from Wellington, New Zealand. Two firsts in prosecuting female genital mutilation cases occurred recently in Britain. Dr. Shuish Kumar Pandya is the first person to be suspected of performing female genital mutilation. Dr. Pandya performed a labial reduction surgery on a female patient in Manchester who was not satisfied with the results. The case was later dismissed. Two other men, Dr. Donison Dharmasena and Hassan Mohammed, have been formally charged for female genital mutilation in a separate case involving a woman who gave birth at Winnington Hospital in London. The two men allegedly repaired the female genital mutilation that had been previously performed on the woman. The two men pled not guilty on April 15th and are now facing trial. Female genital mutilation has been a criminal offense in England and Wales since 1985. The case of an 8-year-old intersex child in North Carolina is moving forward after a court rejected the defense's request to dismiss the case. Doctors had castrated the child as an infant and performed sex reassignment surgery while under state custody, against the wishes of his adoptive parents. The child now identifies as a boy. Denmark's Board of Health released new policy guidelines on ritual male circumcision that was widely criticized by medical professionals and human rights activists. The new policy guideline minimizes risks to health and makes no mention of what is lost to circumcision. The guidelines require a doctor to be present for circumcisions performed by non-medical circumcisers. Next, we'll take a look back at some of the events organized or attended by Intactivists over the past month. On Tuesday, March 18th, the Canadian Foreskin Awareness Project, CANFAP, protested a TED Talk by Bill Gates held in Vancouver, British Columbia. CANFAP considers Bill Gates to be foreskin enemy number one for sending millions of dollars to fund mass circumcision campaigns in Africa under the belief that circumcision prevents HIV infections. The protest received modest coverage in local, national, and international news, and not so modest coverage on NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers. Listen as Seth Meyers pokes fun at CANFAP founder Glenn Callender.
This is just crazy. Pro foreskin advocates. Pro foreskin advocates protested Bill Gates yesterday after his company funded African programs encouraging male circumcisions. When approached for comment, the leader of the advocates hid by pulling his turtleneck over his head.
Here's Callender's response.
For the record, when approached for comment, I said this.
Tonight we are declaring Bill Gates foreskin enemy number one. Stop circumcising Africa. Black foreskin is beautiful. Because it is. Isn't it? Isn't it, folks? Isn't black foreskin beautiful?
I'm circumcised, buddy.
You're circumcised?
I'm circumcised.
So okay. The foreskin is a wonderful body part. A man would be crazy to want less penis.
In other CANFAP news, Glenn Callender has also released a series of forgasm videos. These are sexually explicit, educational videos of himself reaching orgasm by stimulating different parts of his foreskin. If you'd like to support CANFAP's work, you can visit their website at canfap.net. That's canfap.net. CANFAP is starting a fundraiser on Indiegogo.com in the coming days. On Sunday, March 23rd, Bay Area Intactivists held a demonstration for genital autonomy near Heather Farm Park in Walnut Creek, California. Bay Area Intactivists also held a critical integrity bike ride on Friday, March 28th, as part of the monthly critical mass rides in San Francisco. The 21st annual Genital Integrity Awareness Week, GIAW, was commemorated in Washington, D.C. from Monday, March 24th to Sunday, March 30th, with a week-long demonstration and a march from the Capitol to the White House. This was my third year at GIAW. It is the largest Intactivist event of the year, and I encourage everyone to try and make it for next year. GIAW is held the last week of March to commemorate the March 30th, 1997 enactment of the Female Genital Mutilation Law. This law protects all females under the age of 18 from forced genital cutting. If you would like to find out more about this past GIAW, download the upcoming issue of the Attorneys for the Rights of the Child newsletter, which I've begun working on. We have exclusive reports from Intactivists at Genital Integrity Awareness Week. James Lowen, longtime Intactivist videographer and photographer, has great footage on his YouTube channel, Bonobo3D, as well as hundreds of photos on his Facebook page. Intactivists also held GIAW demonstrations in other parts of the country for those who couldn't make it out to Washington, D.C. On Saturday, March 29th, Intact Carolina held a demonstration in Columbia, South Carolina. Intact Michigan also held a demonstration at Pine Grove Park in Port Huron, Michigan. In other events, on Saturday, March 29th, No Circ of Alabama staffed a booth at the 7th Annual Paw Fest in Headland, Alabama. No Circ of Alabama also staffed a booth on Friday, April 11th and Saturday, April 12th at the Tri-State Barbecue Festival in Dothan, Alabama. On Sunday, March 30th, No Circ of Michigan staffed a booth at the Tummy to Toddler Expo at Laurel Manor in Livonia, Michigan. Next, we take a look at some upcoming events. For all upcoming events that you plan on attending, please check with the organizers for the latest up-to-date information. On Friday, April 25th, Bay Area Intactivists is hosting another Critical Integrity Bike Ride as part of the monthly San Francisco Critical Mass Bike Ride. The ride starts at Justin Herman Plaza at 5:30 p.m. and goes until 9 p.m. Visit Bay Area Intactivists on Facebook or on their website, BayAreaIntactivists.org, for more information. On Saturday, April 26th, Intact Florida is staffing a booth at the Natural Birth and Baby Expo in Tampa, Florida, which is organized by the Tampa Bay Birth Network. Lauren Johnson will be giving a talk entitled Genital Integrity, It's Not Just for Girls Anymore. The address is at 12015 Orange Grove Drive in Tampa, Florida, and goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit the Intact Florida Facebook page for more information.
Also on Saturday, Bloodstained Men and Their Friends are demonstrating at the University of California at Berkeley. The demonstration is at Sproul Plaza at the intersection of Telegraph Avenue and Bancroft Way from noon to 4 p.m. Visit the Bloodstained Men and Their Friends Facebook page for more information.
On Sunday, April 27th and Monday, April 28th, Chicagoland Intactivists is demonstrating outside the annual meeting of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG. The demonstration will be in front of the Sheraton Chicago Hotel and Towers, 301 East North Water Street in Chicago. Sunday's demonstration is from 3 to 7 p.m. and Monday's demonstration is from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. I will be there on both days. Visit the Chicagoland Intactivist Facebook page for more information. On Saturday, May 3rd, Intact Texas is staffing a booth at the Mama and Baby Expo in San Antonio, Texas from 1 to 4 p.m. The expo is at the TriPoint Event Center, which is at the corner of St. Mary's and the 281, next to the YMCA. This event is organized by the San Antonio Birth Collective. Check the Intact Texas Facebook page for more information. On Tuesday, May 6th and Wednesday, May 7th, I am staffing a booth together with Cynthia Maloney at the Partners in Perinatal Health Conference in Boston, Massachusetts. The booth is sponsored by the Whole Network. Ryan McAllister will present two talks, The Elephant in the Hospital, Circumcision and the Child's Needs, and Unbreaking Birth, about the harms of the U.S. birth care industry. The conference is at Four Points by Sheraton Hotel, 1125 Boston Providence Turnpike in Norwood, Massachusetts, and runs from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. Visit the Partners in Perinatal Health Facebook page for more information. Wednesday, May 7th is International Day of Genital Autonomy, an event organized by a coalition of German Intactivists to commemorate the 2012 Cologne Court ruling circumcision as a criminal assault. This ruling was later overturned by a federal law protecting circumcision as a religious right. I was actually in Berlin on December 12, 2012 to protest the federal law as it was being passed. On Tuesday, May 6th, MOGUS EV, a German organization representing victims of sexual assault, is hosting a symposium on genital autonomy in Cologne, taking place from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the University of Cologne. The following day, Wednesday, May 7th, a rally will begin at 11 a.m. in front of the Cologne District Court.
Then, at 12:30 p.m., the main rally will begin in front of the Cologne Cathedral. Visit generalautonomy.de, that's general-autonomy.de, for more information on both of these events. Also on May 7th, St. Louis intactivists are commemorating the International Day of General Autonomy by demonstrating near St. Louis Children's Hospital at Hospital Drive and South Kings Highway Boulevard from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit intactnews.org for more information. On Monday, May 12th, Toronto Circumcision Resources will testify at a hearing appealing the dismissal of a complaint against Dr. Aaron Jessen for performing the Jewish penis blood-sucking ritual called Matzisa Bepeh. The complaint was originally filed with the Ethics Committee of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. The Health Professions Appeal and Review Board of Ontario's offices are located at 151 Bloor Street West, 9th floor, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The hearing will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. John Geischiker, Executive Director of Doctors Opposing Circumcision, will be representing the appeal. I will be in Toronto for the hearing. Visit the Toronto Circumcision Resources Facebook page for more information. And lastly, on Wednesday, May 14th, Intech New Jersey is demonstrating at the annual meeting of the local American Academy of Pediatrics chapter from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event is at Pines Manor, 2085 Lincoln Highway in Edison, New Jersey. I will be there for this event as well. Visit the Intact New Jersey Facebook page for more information. If you have events, fundraising campaigns, or other campaigns that need advertising, please email the information to info@intactnews.org, and we will post it on the Intact News website for wide distribution. Please include a description, about 3 to 4 paragraphs, a photo, and links to Facebook pages or other contact information.
And that concludes our show. If you have any comments, feedback, or suggestions that you would like to share with us, please send an email to info@intactnews.org. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and thank you for listening or reading this Intact News podcast. To support Intact News, please visit our donate page at intactnews.org/donate.